now yesterday, a proposal you would have heard on our news, a proposal to waive motor tax for 12 months. Is it an example of a return to auction politics that's there across the political board in Ireland, or a practical way of helping households during the cost of living crisis? In a minute now, we'll be speaking to the Kerry Fine Gael TD who put forward that proposal, the Deputy Government Chief Whip, Brendan Griffin, and we'll be speaking as well to Sinn Féin Kerry TD, Pat Daly, about this and other measures put forward in a belief that they would help people and households during this cost of living crisis. So we're going to scrutinise this proposal and others, and we're going to ask, are all the main political parties guilty of embracing auction-style politics at present, and that they're forgetting about the importance of fiscal rectitude and the trauma, the deep trauma of Ireland's economic bailout over 12 years ago now? So I'm delighted to say this morning we are joined by our two of our Kerry TDs, Fine Gael's Brendan Griffin and Deputy Pa Daly. Good morning to you both. Brendan, I'll start with you because this discussion we're taking as our starting point is that proposal by you that there should be a motor tax waiver to help offset the rising cost of living. Is this just simply auction politics? Is this simply just populist politics that you all too often accuse Sinn Féin of being guilty of?
Good morning, Tressa. Good morning to everyone listening. I literally just came on the line, Tressa. I don't know, there were some technical difficulties, so I literally got the last 5 seconds of you there. But I think you asked me about the proposal in relation to tax.
Yes, motor tax.
And it's a targeted proposal. Right now, we know that people listening this morning are really having a difficult time in terms of the cost of transportation. And we know that the prices being charged at the forecourts are nothing like anyone would have ever predicted just a year ago or even a few months ago. So one way that the government has helped already has been the reduction in excise on diesel and petrol, and that's great, and I welcome that, and I was pushing for that hard, and it has made an impact. And if we didn't have that, by the way, prices would be probably hovering up around 2.40 now, you know, for a litre of diesel or petrol. But more needs to be done. I'm told that we can't do any more on excise by law, that we can't actually go further. So this is another area. This is a government charge, motor tax. And I feel that for 12 months right now, this is something that people shouldn't be asked to pay because they're already paying huge amounts for diesel. And by the way, as well, there's VAT related to that as well that goes back to the state. So I think it's a way of helping the motorists. It's not the silver bullet that will solve all the problems, but it's one bill less that motorists would have for a period of 12 months while we're in the worst part of this crisis. And I think it's just something that would really help the economy because we know that the cost of transportation affects everything. All services, all goods depend on being moved around. And when you reduce that cost, or certainly don't contribute to rising that cost, it helps. So that's all it is, Tressa. It's a genuine measure to try to help people. I'm glad it's being considered, and it's something that I feel would be really felt by people and would be some welcome relief at a time where everything is increasing in price and people are really struggling at the moment.
How can you say it's targeted and help the less well off when it's not going to make, if something like this was introduced, this 12-month motor tax waiver, it's not going to help people who don't have cars, who are invariably the poorest in our society?
Well, the government has already taken major steps in relation to addressing the cost of public transport, and that has already been reduced by 20%. There's also been reductions in terms of school transport, and that's important. But what I would say about the motor tax measure, right now, one of the most exposed areas in the economy at the moment is energy, and diesel and petrol is a huge part of that. So this would be very much targeted at those people who need their car to get around. And we know that people in Kerry this morning listening, many of those people cannot simply depend on public transport because public transport in Kerry isn't responsive to the needs of people to go to work, to drop their children to childcare, to do all the things we need to do every day. So that is something that we have to bear in mind, that when public transport is reduced and when we have other measures like that from government, it doesn't affect all people, and certainly a lot of people in the constituency that I represent don't benefit from that. This would be very targeted at those people who are most exposed to the most severe price hikes that are in the economy at the moment. And also as well, another factor to be considered in this regard is that people who are typically less well off have older cars, and actually the motor tax system as it's structured at the moment, under that system, people with older cars actually pay significantly more than people with brand new cars. So actually, it is those people who would benefit more from this measure, and I think that would be fair as well. And it's, again, it's something that right now, at the peak of this crisis, I think it would be a welcome relief for people. The government is in a position to do it, as I see it. The public finances are pretty strong. That doesn't mean that they'll always be strong. It needs prudent management. But I certainly feel that the government should not be inflating this crisis further. And I think that where the government can intervene in relation to tax and reducing the tax burden on ordinary people, that should be considered and that should be done. And it's something that would definitely make a difference for people. If you're at home and if you're struggling week to week and you get a bill for your quarterly or 6 month or 12 months renewal for tax, that can really put pressure on a household and on a family. And in some cases, we could be talking €500-600 or more, a lot more for older cars. And again, that's just something I think that right now the government should help people on.
And at this stage, we will bring in Kerry Sinn Féin TD, Pat Daly. Good morning to you, Pat. Pat, is this a measure that Sinn Féin can get behind? Brendan Griffin, Fine Gael TD for Kerry, argues that waiving motor tax for people for 12 months would actually be a targeted measure and would actually help, in his view, those who are less off, as those who have older cars, he says, tend to pay more in motor tax.
First of all, you referenced yourself, Tressa, the financial crash and the inflation. There is a cost of living crisis. Inflation is at its highest now for four decades, and working families are struggling nearly as much as they did since the biggest drop in living standards since the financial crash. So we know that there are other factors, but speaking to people who are trying to build houses, and we had a briefing from carers during the week. There's 500,000 carers in the country. They are really struggling. And so the government has to be decisive. It has to act and must do more than just the odd measure here and there. So we've been calling for months now for a package of measures, not just one-off measures here and there, but to help particularly middle-income and lower-income housing or households. And an emergency budget, we feel, is necessary.
Hi, you're breaking up there. We might just, if you could just move to another spot there. Just the line was just breaking up there. I think you were saying Sinn Féin, they had a motion that was defeated in the Dáil. You've been calling for an emergency mini budget to be brought forward on this.
That's right. And that includes, Tressa, removing excess duty on home heating oil, putting 1 month's rent back in renters' pockets, because we've seen since
Do you know what we're going to
10
do?
10 years ago.
Yeah, Pat, we're going to try and get you on. We're just going to try and get you on a better line there. Unfortunately, you're breaking up. You're breaking up a bit. But while we do that, I will just go back to Brendan, to Deputy Brendan Griffin of Fine Gael. Brendan, Pat Daly was outlining there and we will return to him shortly when we get him back up on a better line. Sinn Féin has put forward the very compelling argument, many would say, that there should be an emergency budget introduced now rather than waiting till the autumn. Now, there has been talk that the October budget would be moved to September. But nonetheless, for the moment, there isn't going to be a budget. It seems there won't be a budget, an emergency budget this summer. When you put forward that proposal, such as the waiver on motor tax for 12 months, isn't that exactly something that would be introduced in an emergency budget? And therefore, isn't it a bit rich of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and the Greens, the government parties, shooting down the proposal by Sinn Féin?
Well, good morning to Pat there as well. And first of all, Tressa, look what I'd say there in relation to that. Actually, this measure could be done by statutory instrument. It wouldn't actually need legislative change, so it wouldn't need to go before Dáil Éireann. So it wouldn't need a budget for this, what I'm proposing. And also as well, bear in mind that during COVID, these things were able to be done as well as emergency measures. And I certainly feel we're in emergency at the moment. What I would say is that, look, we differ in terms of our view in terms of the budget and how this is presented. And I'm not really a big believer in this big bang day of a budget. I think that an awful lot of that is theatre and people are fed up with that. What I do say to people this morning is actually I've identified 11 major interventions that have happened already, very comprehensive measures that have been taken across the boards in relation to the cost of living crisis by the government. I call them the starting 11. Because there are more to come. But there are 11 major measures in relation to tax, in relation to welfare, in relation to the €200 ESB credit that people got, and there was a further €125 then for people on fuel allowance. These have all been done already. There was a further €100 special payment for fuel allowance recipients as well, Tressa. And then we had the diesel and petrol excise reductions. The 9% VAT rate was extended and kept, which is very important for our county.
So you're saying...
transport... Diesel rebate scheme is maintained, public transport reductions, and VAT and gas and electricity was reduced as well. So all of these, that's quite a comprehensive package already. It's quite unprecedented by any government. There will be more. What I am saying is, yes, certainly, I welcome the September budget if that is going to happen. Actually, would you believe I'm the first person to propose this at our parliamentary party meeting on Tuesday night and said that we have an adequate time in August to get this right, get a proper package in place. August is a very, very busy time in government. While others might be, you know, laying down tools for a few weeks or for a few days even, August actually within the government departments is a really busy time because an awful lot of the budget work gets done then. So I've been saying, look, yes, get it done as early as you can in September. Implement the measures then as soon as you can as well, because very often when a budget happens...
And I'm sure opposition TDs would say all politicians work very busy during the summer.
This will be going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a very long crisis. And so we need to start thinking medium and long term here as well as just the immediate.
Okay. I think
is trying to do the right thing here. We just have different views on how...
I take your point there, Brendan, and I'm just conscious because we've had problems, hiccups as ever with the dreaded phone lines that we haven't really had a chance to hear from Pat Daly. But we do have him back now on the line, Deputy Pat Daly. Yeah, I don't know if you heard anything of what Brendan Griffin had to say, but basically he was saying that that in response to the government saying rejecting the Sinn Féin motion for an emergency budget. Now he says we've put in a suite of measures to help address the cost of living crisis to help families, to help households who are struggling at present.
Well, yeah, but it's not enough, and the government has to do more in relation to the cost of living crisis. And interestingly, when Budget Day happened last year, the government was expected to have a deficit of 8.3 billion, but now there's going to be a surplus of 1.6 billion. So all of the advisors, the Fiscal Advisory Council, the Central Bank, the RSI, they all say that there's scope for additional measures by the government. And that is why we have costed measures which will help working families, such as putting a month's rent back in renters' pockets through refundable tax credits, banning rent increases, reducing childcare fees by a third, and then some targeted measures, because you have people who have what you might think are relatively good jobs, but because they have struggles with paying for children in college, etc., expanding the fuel allowance to help those who are getting a working family payment. And also there are people around the country who are around the county who are carers, for example. I don't know whether you were saying that earlier on. There's 500,000 of them in the country. And what we want to do is have an increase in the money that is paid to them, and also cost of living cash payments. I heard this on the radio this morning, apparently the government are considering that, and I welcome that. We want cost of living cash payments to lower and middle income workers. People are really, really struggling out there, and it's very important that the measures are made as soon as possible and not wait until September, which is 2.5 months away. But I welcome the fact that the government has been listening to what the opposition have been saying and have brought it. Now, you did ask me in relation to the Brendan's, Deputy Griffin's proposal in relation to the motor tax, and I thought it was interesting that his colleague from West Limerick, Patrick O'Donovan, was on Kerry Radio a few weeks ago giving out about Fianna Fáil and their 1977 budget, and what was in the 1977 budget was only removing motor tax. So, rather than giving out about Fianna Fáil, maybe he should be listening closely to what to what Brendan is saying, to have that that measure taken into account. I do agree with Brendan in some respects in it is punitive and unfair on people who do own older cars, cars that are about 12 years old, since the tax, motor tax was reduced on those, and you know, a lot of particular have older cars, and it is unfair that they pay sometimes four and five times the amount that you know someone with a top of the range car might pay. We also, of course, because of the extra spend in the economy, government is receiving more in VAT now. The more petrol, for example, that is bought, the more that is coming in VAT. So you know, there may have to be some other measures, such as increasing the banking levy, and that is not going to make any inflation work.
Now we're nearly out of time.
Most people know, I think, Cressa, that a lot of the difficulties in the economy have the supply chain disruptions, for example, because of the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, you know, that's something that we can't control. But the government can control some of the measures that Sinn Féin have been proposing for months now, such as reducing excise duty further, removing excise duty on home heating oil, because they are the pinch points that people who are on lower and middle incomes are finding it very difficult. Now, and people who are working and have worked all their lives are really struggling.
Now we're coming towards the end of this piece. We have a call from the Dáil very shortly with Michael O'Regan that we need to get to. But can I put it to both of you, Pat Daly of Sinn Féin and Brendan Griffin of Fine Gael, that you're talking about the finances being relatively healthy, more than would be anticipated given the inflation situation, the war in Ukraine, etc. But there are warnings. The Fiscal Advisory Council, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, recently said that the government risked exacerbating the worst period of inflation in decades by continuing to spend billions of euro of extra tax paid by companies over recent years. What this state needs to do, that instead of spending the revenue from corporation tax revenues, there needs to be money set aside. There needs to be a rainy day fund so that we're not going to be in a situation again that confronted us in 2008, 2009, 2010 when we had to be bailed out. I'll put that to you first, Brendan, and I just want to get, and if you would both give your answer as short as to the point as possible. Are political parties, our mainstream political parties, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, all of you, are you all not guilty of embracing auction-style politics and forgetting about the need for fiscal rectitude and forgetting about the need that money needs to be set inside, that we can't spend all the revenues? Because it's quite easy. No. These corporations that come to Ireland, they can just as quickly leave this country.
Yeah, no, we're public representatives, Tressa. We need to help people, and right now people are really struggling. We need to do that, but we also need to be prudent. That's why, for example, the tax measure that I introduced yesterday, that is something that I have called for on a temporary basis, and to reassess as this evolves, and we need to intervene as this evolves, and we need to adjust as this evolves, and that's why we need to be very considerate in everything we do, but at the same time as well, we need to be flexible. And look, the other thing I would say is that, yes, the finances are good, but, you know, they won't always be good, perhaps, and that's something we need to be very careful of. And the other thing I would say is that one in every 8 euro of tax money that is generated in this country comes from the top 10 companies. And that is a massive exposure. And I've highlighted that. I actually highlighted it again on Tuesday night at our parliamentary party budget meeting. This is an area of exposure for the Irish economy that we need to deal with. Prudence is needed, but at the same time, we can't just ignore the fact that thousands and thousands of households in Kerry and throughout the country are really struggling right now. And we have an obligation as public representatives to call for help for those people. A lot has happened, and I welcome the progress to date. More needs to be done.
And
certainly those.
And we'll have to wrap up there, Brendan. Briefly, Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin, your response to that question, that we have to have enough money set aside, that we can't be reliant on corporation tax, and we can't spend it all, as much as we would like to help people during these very, very difficult times.
Well, look, there has been an improvement in the economy, and COVID came, for example, and the government had to move in. We we called for the extra PUP payments, and when businesses were closed down as a result of COVID, then the government had to step in and compensate those businesses. So in a crisis, the government has to react, but has to react quickly, and we want the measures to be taking place in July and not waiting until after the autumn, because people can't afford to wait until then.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you both for joining us this morning, Fine Gael TD and Deputy Government Chief Whip Brendan Griffin, and Kerry TD as well, Sinn Féin's Pad Daily. The time now is coming up to 25 minutes to 10. On the way, Michael O'Regan with Call from the Dáil.